Hello, this is 5 minutes to prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 327. 327. And let's go. We are going for our golden scripture, which is in 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1. And I know by this time that you know how to say it offhand. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, I always say that you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Oh, yes. So we have looked at the physical events that led to Christ's death. We're now on the revelatory. So we are now in Isaiah 53, verse 5. It was saying, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. That is King James Version. What about New Translation? It says, but he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. So now I've spoken about what crushed means. And I said crushed in the Greek is daka, D-A-K-A. Crushed, it was crushed, broken into pieces. That's what the Hebrews, Greek says. And I said, why was he broken into pieces? So that you will be healed. Now, when you look at the scripture, by whose stripes we are, it's not present tense, we are healed. You say, by Christ's stripes, the stripes received, and we'll talk about the stripes later, because the stripes were not just the physical stripes, because many people want to talk about the stripes. The first thing you think about was the whipping he received on his back. But that was not the only weapon that happened. Christ's work on the cross was spirit, soul, and body. Let me say it again. Christ's death on the cross, his work on the cross, was spirit, soul, and body. So when Christ died, it was not just his body that died. It was not just his soul that died, but his spirit also died. And if you understand what the death of the spirit means, because that was what happened to Adam in the garden. The first Adam in the garden, he died. How did he die? Spiritual death. What is spiritual death? The nature of Satan. Are you saying, say Jesus was impacted with the nature of Satan? Yes. That was the only time he could become mortal. So that physical death could now come and do his job. And then eternal death took over and took him into prison where all sinners go. So we will come into death about that one. But right now, our attention is on healing. That he was crushed so that you could be made whole. And so he said, by whose stripes, or by his stripes, we are healed. And with the stripes, in Isaiah 53, he talks about, and with his stripes, we are healed. What's it saying? Say it with me, come on. And with his stripes, we are healed. Now, personalize it. And with his stripes, I am healed. Say it again. And with his stripes, I am healed. Come on, say it with more conviction. And with his stripes. Whose stripes are we talking about? Jesus, the Messiah, his stripes. What happened? With his stripes, you are. Present tense, are. Now, why am I stressing on this are? Because we will go to another verse, which is 1 Peter 2:24. What? 1 Peter 2:24. But in 1 Peter 2:24, it is not with his stripes we are healed, but it says, and by whose stripes you were. By whose stripes you were. By whose stripes you were. But how come? He's talking about we are here. Why would he say we were? Why is it were? Because we're talking about we are. present tense. So why is he putting it in the past and saying you were healed? Why is this one saying we are healed? And that is where you come to the point where you know that, listen, when Isaiah prophesied, where was Christ? He was not yet manifest on the earth. So Isaiah stood and pointed to the healing that was coming and said to you, and with the stripes you are healed. But he came and he received the stripes on his back, and he received the stripes in his spirit, and he was beaten and crushed. After that was done, this was the finished work of Christ. So when Peter is now pointing to what happened, he had to point to the past. Christ coming and his death was now in Peter's past, as it is in your past now. And he says, by whose stripes you were. What? You were. So you have to say, by whose stripes I was healed. Oh, when were you healed? It's in the past. You were. When were you healed? You were. It's not now going to happen. It's not in the future. It's not. Healing is not before you. Healing is in your past. It happened. It has already happened. Oh, that's why sickness cannot have you. I rebuke that sickness. I curse it from the river roots. It can't have your body because you were healed. You're so blessed. Bye. Come back for more. It is getting curiouser and curiouser. Bye.